This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Have you ever thought about starting your own blog? Do you have a burning interest you'd like to explore, like cooking or photography? Perhaps you've always wanted to be a writer or a photographer and blogging could provide an audience for your work. Well, we're going to do a weekly review of blogs. Carla G. Snyder is a longtime blogger and avid reader of blogs, and she's going to help us learn how to set up your own blog. Hi, Carla.
That's right. Hey, Katrina.
So, firstly, give us a few tips. If someone wants to start their own blog, what are the first things that they should be thinking about before they even, you know, sign up?
First of all, if you want to start a blog, that is fantastic. Anyone can start a blog. That's the best part about it. I think one thing that I did back in 2003 when I had my first blog was I wrote a list of things that I wanted in that blog, and I always stuck to it. So one thing that I wrote down was, don't make it too personal. Don't write about people you know in a negative way, because that's really awful. So for me as a Christian, that was important. It's also important to write about what you love. So if you have a passion for something, if you love kittens, you're going to write something amazing on it about it because it's your passion.
Yeah, and I think the thing is you don't want to be too broad and general. You've kind of got to have some specific interest so people who are interested in that thing will find your blog.
Definitely. The most popular blogs in Australia and around the world are about a particular topic. So say if you're writing about, I don't know, food, you can write about food, but you can also write about it in a way that's quite interesting. So maybe you put in little bits about your life, about your favorite thing to eat when you're sad. That personalizes it a bit, but at the same time, you're writing about something that other people are interested in, and that's a common link.
What's a mistake that people make? Do people sometimes, for example, start a blog and then realize, oh, this is just all too hard?
No, sometimes I think it might be good if people felt that way. I think sometimes when people start blogging, they get really excited and they just write too much. Not in terms of content, but they can be a little bit too open. It's sort of like Facebook. You know, everyone has their friend who writes, I'm at the bus stop or I'm unhappy about this.
And too much detail.
Yeah, you just kind of go, stop writing. So with blogs, I think one of the main problems is people can be way too negative and critical about things. I don't think people want to read that all the time. And I guess as Christians, it's a really wonderful thing if we can encourage one another and recognize the great things that God has given us instead of complaining.
Yeah, you're right. There has become a bit of a negative culture about blogs. Mm. Now, in terms of starting up, so you've got to choose, don't you, a provider, I guess,
yes,
like a Blogspot or a WordPress. Yes. Are they all the same?
No, they're not. So when you start a blog, it's like starting an email account. So you need to sign up to something. And when you write a blog, it's like writing an email as well. So you have a space where you can put all of your content. You press publish, which is like pressing send. And then it goes on the internet like magic. But as you said, there's different providers. So two of the most popular ones are blogspot.com and wordpress.com. Now, they're both quite different. So if you're just starting out, I would recommend using Blogspot. By the way, they're both free, which is fantastic. Mm. Blogspot is a lot easier to use. It's a lot easier to sort of put your photos in. But the problem is that you can't really customize it. So if you want really cool pictures down the side or crazy colors at the top, it's hard to sort of do that. WordPress is great if you want a really unique look and if you want little things on your blog that you've designed yourself. But you need to know HTML code.
Okay.
That's where Google comes in. You just type in, how do I make writing bigger? And it gives you this code, which is really cool.
Oh, that's good. Now, how often do you think you need to blog?
Well, with the new ones, with WordPress, you have this thing, I don't remember what it's called, but it tells you exactly how many people have gone onto your blog.
Ah, like the statistics.
Yeah, statistics. That's the word I'm looking for. But with Blogspot, you need to find another website that is kind of complicated. You put a link on your blog and you can click on it and it'll tell you how many people visit.
Okay.
Anyway, the most important thing is you need to know how many people are visiting your website. So say you've written this, what you think is an incredible article, but maybe 5 people visit your blog per week. The best thing to do would be to leave that article up for a whole week, because if you changed it every single day, then people aren't going to see your great article. Mm. On the other hand, if you see that hundreds of people visit your blog every day, well, first of all, lucky you. Secondly, you've got to keep up with that flow, with that traffic.
Okay, so basically just need to work it out as you go, depending on what kind of traffic you're getting as to how often you update.
Yes.
Okay, that's interesting. Now, do you need to have pictures?
You don't need to, but I think it helps. you know how, I guess when you go to school and you read picture books in kindy, and then as you get older, your teachers say, well, not all the good books have pictures. You don't need pictures. Well, with blogs, it's the opposite. I think it really helps if you can have a really interesting picture, because that grabs people's attention and your readers will go, oh, they've got that picture. I want to read what's below. But what I would advise is make the pictures yourselves. Use your own camera or use Photoshop or make a collage, because anyone can go to Google Image and try to find a picture, but if you've made something unique or if you have a photographer friend, it can do wonders for your blog.
Mm-hmm. How can you encourage more people to find your blog?
Well, Katrina, we live in a very exciting age of social networking, and, you know, the internet's everything these days, so it's a lot easier than it used to be. One way is to go to blogs that are similar to yours. So again, if you're writing a blog about food, look for other Australian food blogs or other really popular food blogs and go to the comments sections. So comments with blogs are gold. That's where you find out what your readers are thinking and whether they like an article. Write a comment on that other person's blog, like make it genuine. You know, I really liked that thing you wrote about asparagus. I've never thought about asparagus in that way before. And then say, from Carla at, you know, food.com. That's not my blog, but that's just an example. Now, other ways you can do it, I guess the easy way to do it would be Facebook. Just write in a Facebook status update, hey guys, I've updated my blog. I wrote about asparagus. Here's my link. Check it out. And Twitter as well. Twitter is great if you can link it with your blog.
Okay, well, there's some new tools that are available. So what makes a blog take off? Is there any science to it? You know how some of them just go nuts?
I know.
Is there a particular skill to that, or is it just good luck? Or a bit of both?
I think sometimes it is. It's not luck, but that person who's made that blog has just tapped into something like that everybody is thinking about. So sometimes you can't really predict. Maybe you are passionate about asparagus and all of a sudden that's the thing. That's what everyone's crazy about. And lucky you, you have the blog that's about it and you've written really well. So sometimes it is lucky. You can write about certain things that everybody loves that will always be popular. So a lot of celebrity blogs take off quite quickly, but then few of us really truly know celebrities. So that can be a difficult one. If you want a blog that will really, that will keep people coming back and getting people talking about it, is just if you write really well and if you're passionate about what you write, if you're consistent and loyal to your readers, and if you have, you know, an attractive layout and photos, I think you're on to a good start.
Great. Well, thank you so much. How to Start a Blog with Carla G. Schneider, long-term blogger. Carla's blog is called finearts.wordpress.com. Thanks, Carla.
Thanks, Katrina.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.